And yes, we are continuing with our conversation on the assignment of portfolios to ministers by President Bola Ahmed Tinubu, former governor of Rivers State. Nyesom Wike is now the Minister of Federal Capital Territory, the FCT. Festus Keyamo has been given the Minister of Aviation role. We don't have the Minister of Niger Delta anymore, at least not displayed in the list that we saw. We also still don't know exactly. There is no outright pronouncement by the president that he's now the Minister of Petroleum Resources, though that has left us guessing that he would probably take up that role. But the ones that we know is that Wale Adun is the Minister of Finance and Coordinating Minister of the Economy. Bumi Tunji is the Minister of Marine and Blue Economy. That's a new one. The Minister of Communications, Innovation and Digital Economy is Bosun Tijani. That's a relatively new one as well, because innovation has found its way somewhere there. It used to be Communications and Digital Economy, right? But now it's Communication, Innovation and Digital Economy. Ishaq Salakor is the Minister of State Environment and Ecological Management. Minister of Power is Adedayo Adelabu. Minister of State Health and Social Welfare is Tunji Alausa. Minister of Solid Minerals is Solid Minerals Development is Dele Alake. This got a lot of people talking. Minister of Tourism is Lola Adejohn. Minister of Transportation is Adigboye Gawetola, the former governor of Osun State. Now, other portfolios, you have Minister of Industry, Trade and Investment, Doris Anite. Minister of Innovation, Science and Technology. So that's another new, relatively new one. It used to be Science and Technology. Now it's Innovation, Science and Technology. Well, the minister is Uche Naji for that particular ministry, Innovation, Science and Technology. Minister of State, Labor and Employment in Kuruka, Onyejocha. Minister of Women Affairs is Uju Kennedy. Minister of Aviation and Aerospace Development is Festus Keyamo. That's a relatively new one as well. Aerospace Development, you know. Minister of Youth is Abubakar Momo. Minister of Humanitarian Affairs and Poverty Alleviation is Beta Edu. Minister of State Gas Resources is Ekwerikwe Ekpo. Minister of Petroleum Resources State is Heineken Lopobiri. These two ministers definitely will work very, very closely with the petroleum minister himself. Whether it's the president or not, they will be working very closely with the president or whoever is announced as the petroleum minister. Senator John Eno is the Minister of Sports Development, Arts, Culture and Creative Economy. That's a relatively new one as well, because of the infusion of creative economy into arts and culture. The minister is Hanatu Musawa. Minister of Defense is Muhammadu Badaru. Minister of State Defense is Bello Matawale, former Zamfara governor. Minister of State Education is Yusuf Sununu. Minister of Housing and Urban Development is Ahmed Andangiwa. Minister of State Housing and Urban Development is Abdullahi Gwarzo. And we have other ministers. Let's stop there for now. We've got quite a number of them. I would open them up. If there is a question as to who is the minister of this, then we can talk on that. But let me hear you exactly as to, you know, your reservation, if you've got any concerns, if you've got any approval, if you've got any specific ministry, if you've got any thoughts on them as well. All right, 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-71904 for the ladies. WhatsApp is 0809-597-5805 on WhatsApp. Coordinating Minister of Health and Social Welfare is Ali Pate. Yeah, there you go. I'm back to the telephone. Good morning to you. That call has dropped, so I'm going to hang up and take another one. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Hello.
Morning.
Hello, hello, Mr. Sherry.
We can hear you.
It's a pleasure talking this morning. I'm a first-time caller.
Good to have you, sir.
I love listening to the station. And then the only question I want to ask is, who is the Minister for Finance?
Minister of Finance is Wale Adun.
Wale Adun.
Mm.
God bless you. Stay blessed, because this is a station which I love listening to.
Thank you.
And I love you. And
we love you too.
This lady that is living.
We love you too.
Sandra. God bless you all. This is the best station, and you remain blessed.
Thank you. Thank you, too. Thank you for calling. Appreciate it. Okay. Let's jump on another call. Good morning to you.
Hello. Good morning, Sheriff.
Good morning to you.
Yeah, this is Igwe Victor, the merchant.
Welcome, Igwe.
My take is on the Minister of Justice, and just like the last caller asked, I try to ponder over the name, which is not a popular and regular name in the media. But based on what I read on the social media, when he was being screened, he was asked if he will go by the way of the outgoing Minister of Justice, Abubakar Malami. He said that he will not be intimidated by the executive recklessness and disobedience to court order. I believe by that attestation, he will adhere by what he was or what he said during the screening, because that ministry is another ministry that put Nigeria on a hot spot, that when the court, which we always have heard that is the last hope of the common man, makes a pronouncement, it will be ignored because there is influence of the executive. So I believe, like any other ministry, that ministry is one of the most essential ministry, and let that man who has that particular ministry live up to expectation of Nigeria, so that by the time the court makes pronouncement, let it be carried out without any fear or favor. And that will make Nigeria to be seen as people who is ruled by rule of law.
Okay.
Thank you so very much. I had called to make my input on the outgoing or on the movement of Sandra, my wonderful sister, but not had the opportunity to talk to her. But all the same, I want to wish her well anywhere she's going, because I know she's moving up for the best. Thank you.
Thank you too for calling. Appreciate it. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Good morning, Sheriff.
Good morning to you.
Sheriff, who is the Minister for Petroleum?
We don't... There hasn't been any pronouncement in that regard yet.
Okay, so the rumor may be true. Somebody said it will be his fault.
No pronouncement.
Well, if the president is going to hold it like the last president, well, we know what to expect. Please, that professor, which ministry did they give him?
Who is that?
The one that was saying he had 2 credits to enter secondary university.
What's his name?
And he had much certificate. I don't know his name. Sheriff, we all know him now. I beg, which ministry, so that we'll be looking out and helping him.
I want to be straight, so I actually don't know, honestly.
No, it's okay. So when you find out, let us know, so okay, that we'll be checking.
If someone can give us his name, then we'll look for it.
Please, much.
Thank you for calling. Good morning to you. That call has dropped. Let's take another one. If you know the name of the person the lady was referring to, please share. Morning to you.
Hi, Sheriff. How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
General, thanks, man.
Let's talk.
Let me also take the opportunity to wish Sandra all the best. Now, Sheriff, the ministry. I like that person that called about judiciary. In fact, we have downplayed it a lot. I think you need to come to the front burner right now. That ministry, a lot of, I normally say it now, judiciary and policing, these are the two sectors that I feel should be reformed. That judiciary, a lot of rot is going on there.
Okay.
I can attest to that, because we have cases in the court, and I know what we have gone through since 2013. A lot of rot, and because this government people, they feel that all these courts is under them, both the federal, both the states, and they feel they can just issue command to any judge, and the judge just undermine any ordinary citizen. It's only when it's only that case. And another thing is this, Sheriff. I don't know why all the courts will be engulfed with political cases. They will not downplay every other cases. I think that is an abnormality. They need to reform that part. Having said that, the petroleum sector, I know what is going on there. A lot of powerful people in that sector, and that's why we are suffering, and that's why they always keep that ministry under the president. The president knows those powerful people. They don't want to go after them. They don't want to mention them, and we are here suffering. because they have created an employment for themselves of importing crude, what we have naturally, and we are suffering for it. That is a very simple thing that will just make our life simple, because we don't need to import it.
Thank you, Jonathan.
For dollar,
thank you.
Import, just produce it here.
Thank you. Thank you for your thought. Appreciate it. I've got some comments here, though. Let's start from this one here that says, there can't be any difference, Jerry. They are all... Yeah, he says some things here that I can't say on air. I've got another one here that says, the name of the minister is Senator Abo. No, I don't think so. If it's Elisha Abo you're referring to, Elisha Abo is still a senator. He's not part, and I can't even find, I don't think I've seen anything like Abo as a name in the list that I have here. I don't think so. Yeah, I'm trying to look through now to see, to just see if I am the one that is wrong, so I can admit that I am wrong. I can't see any Abo here. I can't see any Abo here, so I don't know the minister, but definitely not Abo. I can't find any Abo here. Oh, thank you, Kingsley, for sharing that. I have one here that says, who is the Minister of Education? Let me quickly look through the Education Minister. Let's see. That's Yusuf Sunun. That's state. That's state. Education Minister is, let me see again, Tahir Maman. Tahir Maman. I think it was once the something of the law school or something. Yeah, I think so. If my memory serves me right, I think so. I think I read somewhere that during his time at the law school, he did amazing stuff there. He changed quite a number of things in the way the law school was being run at the time. That's Tahir Maman, who is now, and I heard he is also a very upright person, consummate professional to the core. He's passionate about education. He's passionate about standards. He's passionate about ethics as well. That's Tahir Maman. It's 19 right now. Let's take another call. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Yes, please. Morning to you. Please turn off your radio before you go on.
Goshen, the Minister of Aviation. What will Keamo do in that place? Now, wow.
Very well. Good morning to you.
Hello, morning. Good morning.
Morning to you.
Yeah, thank you. How was your night?
It was okay, thank you.
Yeah, for me, concerning the minister, I think I'm okay. But the problem I have that, number one, the cabinet is, I think it should be 37. That is number one. Then number two, first of all, I will say that Minister of State is illegal. And it's in the same government. That's number two. Then number three, what I do for finance is the best for that position. Number four, Wike, for FCT. People of FCT, they will see help. If we walk home, because I remember, I was in Abuja during the time of L5, many houses were pulled down. Actually, I have to be the best minister, FCT, best minister ever. It will work, but people of FCT, you will see demolition of houses. Thank you.
Thank you to you for calling. Appreciate it. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning to you.
How my problem?
Good, thank you.
Keamo, Minister of Aviation, a lawyer to technical something like that, to me it's not okay. But since he has been given, we want to give him a mandate. He must resuscitate our Nigerian Airways. In the next 12 months, he should gather aircrafts that is within our name, brand new aircrafts that is within our name, Nigeria Airways. When I was younger, I was the lover of Nigeria Airways flight. I love it. A130 or A30. I want it back. We have given them, and all these South region people that they give appointments in federal government level, who had opportunity and go there and be messing our region up, it should stop. Keamo, Wike, all of them should bring out the best in them in those positions they've given them to ameliorate our image, our South East region people, because MFL has destroyed our region as far as I'm concerned. They must do something that will make us be proud of them. Nigeria Airways, Tiamo resuscitated. Good morning.
Morning to you too. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it. Okay. Let's go take some messages now on our socials. We got quite a number of them here. And we're going to start with Twitter. Joy Forever says, a minister nominee with two credits is Bello Mohammed. If it's Bello Mohammed, I think he's in Water Resources, if I'm correct. Let me just check. Yeah, it's Minister of State, Water Resources and Sanitation. That's his portfolio, if that's his name, yeah? Okay, and Joy Forever says, like every other person, I am indifferent. Nigeria needs real technocrats to see us through. Hullabaloo, it is well with Nigeria. And he says, blessed are those who are expecting nothing, for he shall not be disappointed. That's Joy Forever. Jimmy Lomax says, the Minister of Sports have no business in that office, being a 57-year-old. A young man should have been best to head the office. Well, I wish them the best. Defense Ministry was not thought out well, both with the Minister for State. Okay. Okaku Omuli says, Wiki as FCT Minister, I was expecting him to be Niger Delta Minister. That's Okaku who dropped that message. Let's take one as we go out. Akushai Palang says, Dele Alake as Minister of Solid Minerals and Keamo as Minister of Aviation. That's what he said. Let's head out now. We're going to take this quick break, Lagos. When we return, we'll talk some more. Please stay with me. I'll be back. Lagos, welcome back to the Morning Crossfire on a Thursday, 8:44 is the time from our studios this morning. And together, we're still getting your thoughts on the portfolios assigned to the confirmed ministers. We hear that they will be sworn in to on Monday, right? On Monday. And there's supposed to be a retreat for them as well, all the ministers, now that they have portfolios. I'm wondering whether you have some reservations. Were you surprised by any appointment? I've had quite a number of surprises. Dele Alake's position surprised everybody. Wike's portfolio also surprised everybody as well. But whatever it is, I'm here to hear your thoughts on all of this, right? All righty. So let's get back to our conversation on portfolios. Let's see who he's here. Good morning to you.
The maestro. Good morning, sir.
Morning to you, brother.
Yeah, this is Olawale from Saudi Arabia.
Welcome.
Yeah, I'm very happy that they've scrubbed the NCDC.
Minister of Niger Delta Affairs.
Yes. I think I am very happy because I don't see that minister or ministry doing anything.
Okay.
Yeah, I just have this feeling that this minister will perform. I wish them all the best. And for that, Sandra, I wish her all the best wherever she's going to. But,
thank you, bro. Thanks for calling me. Appreciate it. Good morning to you.
Hello, Sherry. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
I was like, which number people they call again, where people they pick? Oh. My name is Olumu Iwa.
Welcome. Good to have you.
I do not have problem with all the ministers and the people that hold the post. Because in National Assembly of today, the people that are there, they are Yoruba, Hausa, Igbo, Fulani. And they are also from PDP, APC, Labour Party.
Okay.
And I've discovered something about Nigeria. Once people from their tribe or from their party are messing up, they will not say anything. So this minister, I do not have problem with them at all. The only problem is Nigeria, that when the people from their tribe are messing up, they will not say anything. So it is time Nigeria should stand up and make these people work. In conclusion, I've said it before, no government or official will want to do what is right, except the citizens. Make them to do what is right. Good morning.
Morning to you too. Thanks for calling me, Olumiwa. 8:48, good morning to you.
Good morning, sir.
Morning to you.
Yes, my girl, I salute you this morning. And I salute everybody there. Please, I want to align with the last caller. All those ministers that they appointed, me too, I don't have any problem with them. But we Nigerians, we should hold all of them accountable. Let us force them to do the right thing. If we can be forcing them to do the right thing, there's no problem. Nigeria will be okay. So everything now will be on us. Let all of us join together to force them to do what is right.
Yeah.
Then Nigeria will be better. We cannot just leave this thing to all to them alone to be doing whatever they are doing. Let us join forces so that we do the right thing. Like the president now, who might be the minister of petroleum. Let us know what he's going to do about the refinery. Maybe for the next 1 year, maybe for the next 3 years. Let us give them what they're supposed to do. So if we force them to do the right thing, Nigeria will be okay. So thank you very much.
Thank you to you for calling. Appreciate it. Let's take this one here. Nigeria Info, good morning to you.
Sharif.
Good morning to you.
I want for you. Good morning.
Good morning.
I was also thinking that there is another line that has been calling you since 5 a.m.
Oh, sorry.
This is Altini. Welcome.
Welcome, Altini. Welcome.
Okay, like the last two speakers talk about the ministers.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't also have not issues, but having listened to, initially I was like, why should Matawalle be given Minister of Defense? Somebody that could not contain insecurity in his state. I don't get it. But you see, when Uncle Jimmy spoke this morning, I said, okay, that's all right, because it's all about themselves. The politicians are there because of themselves. They just want to do their own bidding. And so they may not think, they are not thinking of us. So as it is, let it go. But I, like I said, I aligned with this last two. Let us hold them accountable. Let us hold them. Fine, they may not listen to us, but then let's keep talking.
Right.
Let's keep talking. One day, like the saying goes, monkey will go market, you will come back. Let's keep talking. Let's hold them accountable. Good morning and thank you.
Morning to you too. Thanks for calling me at today. Morning to you. Oh, that call dropped, so we're going to hang up on that. Let's take this one. Morning to you.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Yes, sir.
Hello.
We're waiting for you, sir.
Hi, good morning. I'm a first-time caller.
Good to have you.
I'm listening to your program for, you know, my name is Colin.
Welcome.
I'm calling from Ilukweju. You know, I've been hearing your, listening to your program, and I really want to commend, you know, your efforts and the effort of your station to make sure, you know, things are being done the right way. So when I hear people saying we hold them accountable, we hold them, we talk to them, I will laugh and I'll be so surprised. Do we even know our local counselor? Can we even reach them? Can we even talk to them? Are they closer to the people? The normal people that are around, you know, your ward, your constituency. Do we have, you know, the power or the opportunity to meet with them and talk?
Yeah.
You can't reach them. They have their security, their security details around them. Or most of them don't even stay around. Let's take for example your ward chairman or whatever says around the Lukweju.
Yeah.
As in his word is around the Lukweju, but he stays in Abuja. Is that how we are going to hold them responsible? The truth is our mumu never too much. We are still, you know, doing the normal thing we've been doing since when we were younger. Till now. 35 years, I am 35. I'm still hearing Nigeria go good, it go good, it go better. Till now. I'm 35. You know? So I don't think, I'm so sorry I'm saying this online, I don't think there is anything we can do. Nigeria is a business ground. People will just come eat their own share and go.
Thank you, my brother.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Thank you for sharing your thoughts. Appreciate it. Okay. Let me go take some messages on YouTube. Mukaila says, though I didn't vote. No, that's really not the point. Tajuddin says, Wike is the minister of FCT. Oh, yes, of course. Gidado says, no matter upright our political appointees are, if the civil servants in different ministries are not ready to change their mindsets in moving Nigeria forward, the ministers will at the end fail. That's Gidado Oladapo, who dropped that on our live stream on YouTube. And Shegun is saying that later they will say Abuja is a state. Okay, so something is not clear here, Shegun, but thank you for sharing your thought. Let me quickly cross over to Facebook and take some thought. And by the way, we have our winners for the Ernest Liver Salt already. So don't bother sending in your thoughts anymore. In fact, we have more than. So the only sad thing is that some people sent in their entries without their names. So automatically, even if you're first or second or third, you will not be counted. Those that sent with their names are the ones that will be counted as the winners. All right. Okay. Now let's take a few more thoughts because I have some backlog here to take on our conversation this morning. I'm Sheriff Quadri. Thank you for being a part of the Crossfire Daily Digest with Jimmy Series. Next, I'll see you tomorrow on Open Mic Friday. We start from 5 a.m. So all the topics that we must have missed or you didn't get to talk about on the show, you are free to do that starting 5 a.m. tomorrow on the Open Mic Friday show. I'll see you. Bye for now.